Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. It is Saturday morning. I hope wherever you're watching or listening to this around the world, you're having a very good start to your weekend. The sun is out here for the first time in what feels like a long, long time in England. So hopefully that is a good sign that it is going to be a very good Saturday. Saturday, of course, without Arsenal. Still got 8 days to go until that game against Manchester City a week tomorrow. Plenty of international stuff going on, though, at the moment. Some Arsenal players involved yesterday, some involved today. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. It's a bit quiet. I'll tell you what, when we started this break after the Champions League game against Porto, which honestly feels like ages ago now, I sort of sat down. I thought, what on earth am I going to talk about between now and Manchester City? It's going to be a real, real struggle. But there has actually been a fair bit going on in that time. I've never really thought, God, this is a bit quiet. I'm feeling it today, though, I have to say. Today is quite a quiet day, which is actually quite handy because it's my son's birthday party today. As you know, it was his birthday during the week and it's his birthday party today. So I'm taking him and his mates, not just me, my wife as well, thankfully, taking him and his mates to play laser tag very, very soon. So it's quite handy that there's actually not too much to talk about today. I'll do quite a quick video and then go off for what's going to be true chaos today. I'm dreading it, absolutely dreading it. Fingers crossed no one gets hurt. That's the main thing. But yeah, it's going to be carnage a little bit later on today. But it is quiet. There's not too much going on. So I wanted to start today by talking about Ethan Wanyeri, because Ethan's new contract is going to be done very, very soon. I mean, it's already agreed. The new deal is there. I think we had to wait until his 17th birthday, of course, before he could sign that first professional contract. His 17th birthday was yesterday or the day before. I can't remember now, but he's away on international duty. It's going to be announced soon. There is a new deal for Ethan Wanyeri, first professional contract, which is fantastic news because he's clearly one of Arsenal's best young talents at the moment. We've already seen him in the first team make a couple of appearances recently against West Ham, the famous debut against Brentford when he was just 15 years old. And I thought he's sort of, we did have a question on it earlier on in the last sort of in the break since the Porto game. So what do you do with Ethan Wanyeri now? Obviously, you've fought off an awful lot of competition, and there was a lot of competition. Arsenal thought that Wanyeri was going. A lot of people thought Wanyeri was going. All the agents that I spoke to who have players in and around the youth teams at Arsenal, it was believed he was going to go to Manchester City, to Chelsea. Both of them were really, really pushing. But Arsenal managed to convince him that this was the place to stay. His head, they thought, had been turned, but they managed to turn it back towards Arsenal, which is fantastic news. And he's delighted to stay now. And Arsenal are delighted to have him. But it's like, what do you do with Ethan Wanyeri? 17, but he's one of those players who looks, he doesn't look out of place in senior football. In the very brief appearances we've seen him, he doesn't look out of place. Physically, he looks strong. doesn't look like he's going to get overly bullied off the ball. And, you know, sometimes with kids, you send them out on loan, you think they need at least a year or two out on loan in the Championship or League One to cut their teeth. And there's others like Bukayo Saka who just come straight into the first team and bang, they're not going anywhere. That's where they belong. And I feel like Wanyeri is that guy. I feel like he's someone who's just going to come into the first team and immediately be in and around the squad. There's no need to really send him out on loan. I might be wrong, but that's kind of what I feel when I get my first glimpses of Wanyeri. Now, Mikel was interesting when he was talking about him after the West Ham game. You'll remember these quotes, but I thought they were interesting ones. He said, there is something you have to earn in your team, and that is the trust of your teammates. I had two things. One, the players on the bench whispering, bring Ethan in, which is a great thing to hear. The other thing is for your teammates to give you the ball all the time. If they do that, it's because they really trust you, and you only have to see how many times he was involved in that. So it's a great sign. And he's talking there about how as soon as he came on against West Ham, his teammates were giving him the ball. They weren't. I get what he means. Sometimes you'll see younger players on there and the first team players are like, yeah, we don't really want to give him the ball. He's going to lose it. We don't trust him. And so they'll do everything but pass them the ball. But Wanyeri, as soon as he came on against West Ham, he was beginning to give him the ball. There was that famous moment, well, not famous, but that obvious moment where Odegaard had it and he just sort of rolled his foot over the top of the ball into the path of Wanyeri. And it was like, there you go, mate. Do what you're going to do. And so the players clearly do trust him. And yeah, so I just think it's going to be really interesting how Arsenal develop him, how they show that there's a pathway, because that's going to be really, really important. As someone spoke when they sent in the comment earlier on in the week, that was key. It's like Arsenal want to sign potentially a pocket player, you know, maybe a wide player, someone like that. They're all positions that Wanyeri can play in and has played in. So it's like when you're signing these players, you've probably in your mind, you've got to be setting out a pathway for Wanyeri as well. So the players you bring in, you don't want to be stopping your young talent from being able to make that step into the first team. So there's lots to think about when it comes to Wanyeri. I think his development and the pathway that Arsenal put out for him is going to be really intriguing to watch, because you can't, when you're Arsenal, when you're in the position you're in at the moment and you're going for the trophies you're going for at the moment and you're going for the titles, you know, the top titles, you can't just leave space for a kid and think, we've got to do that. You know, we'll leave the squad a little bit bare and so he can get his way in. It's tough to do that when you're going for the top honours, but sometimes you might have to. And sometimes it's up to the kid to sort of put his hand up and just grab a place in the team. That's what Saka did. He got his opportunity and he was just like, I'm not giving this up. I'm here to stay. And he seized his opportunity. You kind of feel that's what Wanyeri is going to have to do. And there's not that many young talents at the moment that you look at Arsenal and think, they're probably going to make it. Wanyeri is one that you hope will. And what happens in the next year or so, you know, this new contract, this doesn't mean he's going to make it at Arsenal when it's announced, which will be very, very soon. It doesn't mean he's going to make it at Arsenal. It doesn't mean he's here for the long term. He needs to seize the opportunity, but he also needs to be given an opportunity. And how both parties sort of come together and make that work is going to be really interesting to watch. But let me know what you guys think on it, on Wanyeri. What should Mikel do with Wanyeri? Do you think he needs to carefully plan the squad building around to make sure there are gaps for Wanyeri to still come through and get some minutes and have a chance so he doesn't get lost in the system, like we've seen probably some youngsters do over recent years? Or is it just down to Wanyeri to go in there and seize his opportunity and make Mikel leave a space for him in the team? Let me know in the comments below. Internationals wise, not great night for Arsenal players. Actually, Odegaard captained Norway. They lost at home to the Czechs. David Raya started for Spain, only played 45 minutes. I saw lots of people worrying. I had questions saying, why has David Raya gone off after 45 minutes? Is he injured? By all accounts, from coming out of Spain, no, he wasn't injured. It was always planned that, I can't remember the other goalkeeper, he was always going to come in for the second half. They lost 1-0 at West Ham to Colombia. It was 0-0 at the end of the first half when David Raya was in goal, and then the new goalkeeper conceded about 15 minutes into the second half. Good goal, actually, by Colombia. Amazing scenes. Honestly, if you haven't seen it yet, go and watch that goal and look at the celebrations in the London Stadium. There's so many Colombians in the crowd, and they went absolutely mental when that goal went in. Proper, as the youth call it, limbs. It was a really good celebration. So not the best night for Arsenal players, international-wise. We've got Saliba versus Kai Havertz tonight, Germany versus France in Lyon. And the England boys are in action. No Saka, of course, he's back at Arsenal because of that injury, but Declan Rice and Aaron Ramsdale are with the squad. Wouldn't expect Ramsdale to start, but you certainly expect Declan Rice to start. So fingers crossed they all come through unscathed. So far, touch wood, no reported injuries from players who have been playing in matches. Obviously, you've had Saka, who's pulled out, and Gabriel was pulled out of the Brazil squad, but no sort of fresh injuries in terms of actual match action yet from Arsenal players, which is a good sign. Harry Kane, though, when you talk about injuries, he's out for England tonight and probably out the game on Tuesday. You would still think he's going to be back in time for the Champions League match. Still a couple of weeks for him to recover. But this ankle injury that he sustained in his last game for Bayern is clearly, you know, it's not nothing. The fact he's going to miss, he never misses England games, but it looks like he's probably going to miss both in this international roundup. So Bayern Munich might be a little bit sweating on Harry Kane's fitness ahead of the Champions League tie. I think all Arsenal fans will be sitting there with their fingers crossed that he does miss those games. Looks like it's going to be no Manuel Neuer for those as well. He's certainly a doubt after having been sent home from Germany with an abductor injury. Sacha Boey's injured as well. So a few injuries for Bayern Munich to worry about ahead of the Champions League ties. One for us to keep an eye on as we get closer and closer to it. Talking about Bayern Munich, from one Munich player to another, Joshua Kimmich. He's been linked with Arsenal pretty heavily in the last couple of weeks. Reports out of Germany saying that Arsenal are one of the clubs that Kimmich would consider leaving Bayern Munich for. That will be down to the final year in his contract in the summer. No talks taking place about an extension at the moment. He's keeping his options open. By all accounts, would be keen on Arsenal, amongst others. That's what's been reported over in Germany. He's been speaking about his future. He says, "For me, the situation is very clear. I still have over a year left on my contract, so I'm relaxed about it. As of now, it is still unclear who will be our new coach from the summer. It is, of course, very important and interesting to know who it will be. My first priority now is to make the season as positive as possible in the Bundesliga and in the Champions League. Then comes the Euros. These are the things that matter." So Kimmich, classic football talk there for, "I'm not telling you guys anything about my future." Interesting there, though, when he says Bundesliga, Champions League, and then comes the Euros. And I think that's another little sign of how difficult the transfer market could be this summer because of the Euros. All players whose futures are up in the air, if they're going to be playing in the Euros, they are going to be their priorities, not sorting out their future. Sorting that out could happen after the Euros. So it could be quite a slow summer in terms of the transfer market because of the international tournaments. You also got the Olympics to factor into the equation as well over here in Europe. So lots to disrupt the transfer window.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, moving on quickly, Andrew, to questions. Sorry, this part of the show. Andrew's got in touch. He says, "Hi, Charles, celebrating my birthday week here. Happy birthday, Andrew. I hope you've had a very, very good week." He said, "We'd love to know if there's any possibilities or plans to expand the Emirates. First, we have the obvious demand of so many fans unable to get tickets to see this team play. Second, it feels like we're missing out on the added revenue that additional ticket sales generate. Old Trafford is 75k. The Liga boys are close to 100. Just feels like a missed opportunity." No, there's no plans, Andrew. In fact, it can't be done. It was agreed when the Emirates was built, 60,000, and that's it. That was what was agreed with Islington Council. I think that's watertight. I don't think you can change that. I think the way the stadium's built as well makes it but impossible to even extend it. So, no. That's, as far as I'm aware, there are no plans and there won't be any plans to expand the Emirates. It's 60,000 and that's how it's going to stay. But look, I hope you have a fantastic birthday. Thanks very much for getting in touch. MF Jim 1947 says, "Hi, Charles. Concerning England, what do you make of all this stuff about the flag?" Yeah, if you've been living under a rock in England and haven't heard about this, I imagine you probably have. Or you're abroad and you haven't heard about this, that picture you're watching on you're seeing on YouTube right now is on the back of the new Nike England shirts, and it has caused so much fuss. It is unbelievable because it's not the usual St. George's flag, because they've added a little bit of colour to it. It has all kicked off unbelievably over here. Politicians are talking about it. Social media's in meltdown because they've changed the historics in George's flag. Now, look, I am a huge England fan. I've been to the World Cup. I've followed England around the world. I went to South Africa in 2010. Went to Germany in 2006. I was part of the England club supporters club, going to all the Wembley games for a long, long time before my kids arrived and made it basically impossible. So look, I'm a huge England fan. I want England to do well, but I honestly couldn't care less. I don't understand. Well, I say I don't understand. It's probably not right, because each to their own, isn't it? And some things will annoy people more than others. And so clearly this annoys some people. I don't really get why it's a design on the back of a football shirt. They haven't changed the cut. The shirt's still white. It's still three lions on it. Yes, the St. George's flag has been changed a little bit, but there's so many other things to worry about, to get hit up about. I can't believe the fury it's caused. I mean, everyone should be protesting about the fact that if I go out and buy this kit for my kids, for both of them, I'm going to be paying over 200 quid, pretty much. That's what everyone should be kicking off about. That's what all the fuss should be about, not about a tiny little cross on the back of a collar. I really don't get it. It just doesn't bother me at all. Literally doesn't bother me at all. But I know it does bother other people. That's clear. And as I said, it's each to their own. And some people will be wound up by things more than others. Like, I hated the Arsenal away kit. I still hate the Arsenal away kit because it's not Arsenal. So I can understand some way people look at this and think this isn't England. So I get why they're wound up about it. But for me personally, it honestly doesn't bother me at all. I actually think the kit's quite nice. For the first time in a while, I think both England kits are actually pretty nice. I just think they're unbelievably overpriced. And that should be what everyone's looking at and focusing on right now, rather than this tiny little detail on the back of the back of the neck. Vitson says, hi, Charles. I do think we need to sign a defender this summer. A month ago, our only defenders available were Saliba, Gabriel, Kivior, White and Cedric. If any of those four had gotten injured, we would have been in a huge crisis. We can't rely on Tomiyasu and Zinchenko to stay fit, which diminishes their versatility in different positions. We should aim to have at least 8 high-quality players that can rotate through the 4 defensive positions next season. The defender Arsenal should sign does not have to be expensive either. A 20, 30 million signing would do the job, in my opinion. Yeah, look, I don't disagree. I just think there should be, and I think there will be, other priorities this summer. That doesn't mean Arsenal won't sign a defender. It doesn't mean that I think they shouldn't sign a defender. Look, I want to have as strong a squad as possible. And so maybe there is room for another defender, but I just look at the squad going into this window. I look at maybe the money that's going to be available. I look at the challenges that Arsenal are going to face in selling players. And I just think a new defender should probably be a little bit lower down on the list of priorities. But I would absolutely want one and accept one if one came along. So yeah, I get what you're saying. Thank you very much, Vitson. Felix here says, hi, Charles. Hope you're well. I was wondering if you thought a Ramsdale-Mudrick swap would be possible this summer. As we know, Chelsea need to sell and it seems they want a new goalkeeper too. So should this make sense? Like you, I still think Mudrick is quality under Arteta. I'm sure he would thrive. Maybe we'd have to add some cash as part of the deal. But this one I would be very interested in. I'd love to know your thoughts. You then add your dream summer wish list of Isak as a striker, winger Mudrick, midfielder Kimmich, goalkeeper Szczesny. Not a bad summer wish list, that. What are my thoughts on it? I don't think so. I don't know how it all works accounting wise and what it would mean in terms of PSR rules, what the swap deal would mean and the values of the players and how they would go down on the accounts. So when you're talking about sort of Chelsea might need to sell players, I don't know if bringing someone in as a swap would impact that a lot. So I just honestly, it all goes over my head, all the accounting stuff. And I wouldn't be against Arsenal signing Mudrick because I think he's a really talented player. And I think under Arteta, he would get the best out of him and would see the player that Arteta saw when he was trying to sign him and was willing to spend big, big money on him. I just don't want Ramsdale to go to Chelsea, really. I get that Arsenal need money. I don't want Arsenal to sell any players that I like to Chelsea. And I really like Aaron Ramsdale and I don't want to see him wearing a Chelsea shirt. That's just my personal opinion on it. Sell him somewhere else. Sell him to Newcastle. You know, sell him anywhere. Just don't sell him to Chelsea. Just don't give them anyone that I like. That's just my opinion on it. As much as I think Mudrick's a good player and a talented player that Arteta could unlock, I just don't want Ramsdale to go there. I really, really don't. Gorgon here says, thank you, Sir Charles. Sir Charles. Great show as always. Going back to one of your early episodes regarding a summer surprise sale, would a move for Big Gabby not be one of those? Last summer, he was tapped up to move and he's grown leaps and bounds this season. I am not sure of his existing salary, but if a sit down with him doesn't happen, I won't be surprised if we could hear rumblings about this summer. Just a thought. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. Saudi Arabia were very, very keen on bringing him over. I imagine that will be exactly the same this summer. It was definitely a part of the reason why he wasn't in the team in the start of the season was because of what was going on with the interest from Saudi Arabia. It was definitely part of it. I know it was. And they might come knocking again. And I agree Arsenal might need to look at Gabriel's contract because he was one of the kind of first that started this renewal process that Arsenal slowly and really carefully walked through. And his performances now and his standing in the team and his standing in the world game, you know, he's a starter for Brazil now. I wouldn't be surprised if that contract needs looking at and he needs a little bit of a boost to keep him happy, especially if Saudi Arabia are offering him what they were offering him last summer. It wouldn't surprise me if there is interest in him, but I would absolutely hope that Arsenal rebuff it and reward him with a new contract if that's what it takes to keep him happy. So thank you very much for getting in touch. And that's it for today, everyone. Thank you very much for watching. I really hope you have a fantastic weekend wherever you are. Like I said at the start, I am now off to have a truly chaotic start to the day at my son's birthday party. Fingers crossed everyone comes through unscathed, and I'll be back tomorrow to do this all over again. Anything you want me to discuss in tomorrow's show, you know what to do. Let me know in the comments below with your questions, opinions, comments, whatever it is, and I'll pull them together and include some of them in the show. Until then, have a fantastic day, everyone. I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.